right, another set of music on A Minute Pause with Sean Watson. It is my show, but not for very much longer. I can tell you what you heard. The last song was Goodbye by Sunlust from their album Geek Confessions. Before that, you heard Miles Davis in Concert, side 3 from the album In Concert. Before that, Youths of Today by Horace Andy from Rockers 45. You heard 2 by Speed Plans from their album More Hardcore, American Gun, and Sudden Relapse. Before that, The Descendants with American. I played that off of a 7-inch on Fat Records. Before that, 999, 2 live songs from the biggest tour in sport. You heard Titanic Reaction and Inside Out. You heard The Revillos, Tell Him from the album Attack. And from Celluloid Heroes, The Kinks, 20th Century Man, played Bridget Dawson, Heartbreak Jazz from the Ballet of Apes, and started that whole set off with Love, Orange Skies. I played that from Love Revisited, which is a good starting point for Love if you're interested in that band, and also has a song that was only a single and not on any of their albums. That is the whole set. That is the whole show. The playlist is at wrct.org. And I am out of here. See you next week. Have a good one, everybody. Peace.
Sound with DJ Next Page, WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll be right back.
Welcome to WRCT Pittsburgh. Hello there again. Just a reminder, this is WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Isn't This Where We Came In? I'm DJ C. Today we are looking at Daft Punk, a very popular, you know, kind of dance techno band. Right now we listened to Revolution 99, now we're listening to Burning off of their early album Homework. We got a lot more coming up. Maybe some stuff that you already know, maybe some stuff you'll recognize later. One of my favorite bands all time. Consistently my number one most listened to. We'll talk a little bit more as it goes. Also three other songs by artists that are not Daft Punk. We have one by Errol Garner and one by AJJ and one that I have not chosen yet. So we'll have to see how that goes. But while Burning is playing in the background, would like to give a little PSA. Many older adults are struggling to make ends meet, especially during the pandemic. But feel free, but free and confidential help is available. Visit benefitscheckup.org to see if you qualify for benefits to pay for food, medicine, utilities, and much more. Millions of older Americans are getting over $1,000 a year in benefits. Maybe you can too. Visit benefitscheckup.org. That's BENEFITSCHECKUP.org. Thank you very much. Back to Burning. Up next, we have Around the World, still off of homework.
Around the world, around the world.
We now go from Discovery, or from Homework, off to Discovery. This is their third album. This is their second album. We'll get some more info as we go. Thank you. So while Aerodynamic is playing in the background, let's go over some interesting history about this band. A lot of people probably just know Daft Punk as the two guys that dressed up as robots. That's what they were for most of their career. But they actually met in secondary school, which in France I'm pretty sure is similar to high school, but don't quote me on that. They became friends there and then were on a different band called Darlin', named after a Beach Boys song, for a while. And eventually that, it sort of fell aside and disbanded. And then they came together and came out with Da Funk. I'm not quite sure if they were already Daft Punk or not at that point, but that was basically the beginning of Homework. And so I didn't play Da Funk, actually. But when Homework came out, they weren't wearing the robot masks yet. That would come later. But Homework got some really good critical acclaim. And then their second album, which is now Discovery, which is what we're playing right now. At this point, they were wearing the helmets, which really, kind of defined their look for the rest of their careers. And this movie came out with a lot of critical acclaim. A lot of people really liked it. They even made an animated film, Interstellar 555545, which was an interesting animated film that sort of just takes place with the whole album playing in the background and next to no dialogue. It's a wonderful little movie. If you have time to watch it, I would recommend it greatly, especially if you like the music that you're listening to now. So here is Night Vision, not to speak over them too much. I'll let it go back. seems kind of silly to cut off a song to talk about it, but there is some interesting stuff going on with the name of this song that I feel like is worth talking about. So this song is Veritas Quo, which is a play on the words of Quo Vadis, or Quo Vadis, which is Latin. It means whither ghost thou. Apparently it is the Christian usage of this phrase, something that Saint Peter asked to Jesus on the way to be crucified in Rome. And then on the very surface level, if you say Veritas Quo, it sounds a lot like Very Disco, which is, you know, because this whole album was really inspired by disco music. The whole album is called Discovery, which is also just Disco Very. You know, they weren't particularly subtle about their influences. There's a lot of really interesting samples in here from some songs in the 70s and 60s. It's really interesting if you ever want to, like, watch or listen to the where they sample and how they edit the music to make it sound like they make it sound in their songs. It's really cool. I don't know how they see it. They'll see a little 13-second track from a song 30 years ago and realize that if they play it backwards at 2x speed, it'll sound really good. But yeah, Very Disco, Daft Punk, Discovery. So we're leaving Discovery. We're going to Human After All. This is Make Love. Thank you. right, so that was Make Love off of Human After All. I think I also could have put Robot Rock here. That's probably the song that I personally like the most, and I think it's the most popular off of Human After All. So up next, we have a little bit interesting one off. Daft Punk did the theme song for the Tron Legacy movie, and this is one of the songs that they had on it. So hope you enjoy. It's a little, it's interesting just to think of Daft Punk as the background for a Disney movie, but it kind of fits with Tron.
When I was 15, 16, when I really started to play guitar.
All right, so that was Tron Legacy's soundtrack, End of the Line. This next, all the rest of the songs from here on out are from Random Access Memories. It is their most recent and I think most popular album. At least, like, yeah, depending on who you ask. I think in the U.S. this might be their most popular. But this is about, well, they'll say what it's about. This is Giorgio by Mortar. Butchered both those names. Giorgio.
At that time in Germany, in 69, 70, they had already discotheques. So I would take my car, would go to a discotheque, sing maybe 30 minutes. I think I had about 7-8 songs. I would partially sleep in the car, because I didn't want to drive home, and that helped me for about almost 2 years to survive in the beginning.
Hi, Lily.
I wanted to do an album with the sounds of the 50s, the sounds of the 60s, of the 70s, and then have a sound of the future. And I said, wait a second, I know the synthesizer. Why don't I use the synthesizer, which is the sound of the future? And I didn't have any idea what to do, but I knew I needed a click, so we put a click on the 24 track, which then was synced to the Moog modular. I knew that could be a sound of the future, but I didn't realize how much the impact would be. My name is Giovanni Giorgio, but everybody calls me Giorgio. Thank you. once you free your mind about a concept of harmony and of music being correct, you can do whatever you want. So nobody told me what to do, and there was no preconception of what to do.
All right, with Giorgio in the background, we're going to have a quick PSA on coronavirus. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. You can wash your hands, avoid close contact with people who are sick, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, stay home when you are sick, cover your cough or sneeze, clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message was brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station, WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you very much. Quick deviation from Daft Punk. This is a different song. Sorry, there is an assistant here today who's not doing their job. This is... this is Sweet Talk by Tenzin... Nope. By Smelly. I apologize.
Sorry, this is Sweet Talk by Spelling from the new album, The Turning Wheel. I apologize for his ineptitude.
What happens when modern CDs don't put any information on the CD? But while this is playing, if you enjoy this show, you may enjoy some of the other shows that WRCT has to offer, such as Scrambled Eggs, excellent music scrambled up every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. with DJ Over Easy. Or Democracy Now! Democracy Now! Is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates, debates between people who substantially disagree. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. While we're at it, Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? Remastermedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have already added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using Remastermedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit remaster.com to make it sound amazing.
Back to Daft Punk. This is again from Random Access Memories. This is Instant Crush featuring Julian Casablancas, the lead singer to The Strokes.
Thank you. myself to a friend, cause I know what I'm always like to do. And we would never be alone again, cause it doesn't ever never a day. Kinda counting on you being a friend, can I give it ever clean away? Now I thought about what I wanna say, but I never really know where to go. So I gave myself to a friend, cause I know what I'm always like to do.
Up next is Fragments of Time.
These
Up next, we have the song of the summer, Get Lucky, featuring Pharrell Williams.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning. Some feeling. If you wanna leave, I'm with it.